The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to the 4 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Just before the break, I was mentioning that the Supreme Court announced today that they will hear oral arguments concerning a Mississippi abortion bill, and they're going to do that on December 1st. Well, I would love to have someone probably more in tune and knowledgeable about the Supreme Court proceedings than myself. And so I immediately turned to Mark Harrington, who is the president and founder of Created Equal. And Mark has graciously agreed to come on today with very short notice. Mark Harrington, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Bob.
Did you anticipate this announcement today from the Supreme Court about the December 1st oral argument?
Not at all, but I have been checking the website for the court to see when they were going to hear this. We all thought it might be in the spring, and then the decision is typically handed down in June. But apparently they're going to be hearing it on December 1st, so this is big news.
Yeah, it is. All right, walk us through what the case is all about. It's Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health in Mississippi. What is the law? Who is opposing it, and what are the likely results of the Supreme Court hearing this, the oral arguments concerning this law?
Yeah, well, it's a Mississippi law that bans abortion at 15 weeks of gestation. And while this is different than anything else that the court has heard in the last 48 years, is that it's a gestational age ban on abortion. And up until this time, the U.S. Supreme Court has refused to hear these kinds of cases. So the fact that the court is actually going to hear it in and of itself is a good thing, because it kind of signals that the U.S. Supreme Court is going to do something on abortion.
All right. How is this different from heartbeat bills that have been passed mm-hmm. all across America, including Ohio, Texas? How is it different, and why is it that this law has made it to the Supreme Court and not one of the heartbeat bills?
Yeah, good question. Well, the heartbeat bill, as you know, bans abortion at a detectable heartbeat. And those laws have been passed in, I think it's around 16 states. Of course, Ohio introduced that in 2011, passed it in 2019. Those are still in the courts. They're being held up. But this one's different because it's at 15 weeks rather than, say, around 6 weeks when the baby's heart can be detected. It's still a possibility that the U.S. Supreme Court would hear a heartbeat bill, but I think that might be down the road. The reason why I think the court took this is because there's been just a flood of state restrictions on abortion over the last 10 years, and they just can't ignore the fact that states are moving on this. They're passing heartbeat bills. They're passing bills like this. Some are introducing outright total bans on abortion, and I think it's just time now with the makeup of the court, they decided it's time that we take one of these up. There's just too much happening out in the states, too much disagreement at the lower court level, and they just believe that it was time that they start getting involved, where before they've either just let the lower court decision stand, or they have taken cases that don't go to the heart of Roe v. Wade.
All right, let's go back. Let's go back 12 months. Isn't it mm-hmm. true that almost everyone in the pro-life community, the pro-life movement, thought that it would be a heartbeat bill that would bring Roe v. Wade to the table. Did anyone actually see this Mississippi bill as possibly the bill that would determine the future of Roe v. Wade?
Not really. It kind of came out of nowhere. As you say, there are around 16, I think it is, at last count, heartbeat bills that have passed. The difference here, Bob, is that the heartbeat bills have been struck down by every lower court. So there's no dispute at the lower court level on the heartbeat bills at present. Where at a 15-week ban, there has been some disagreement. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know that the court has changed. President Trump was able to get confirmed three justices to the U.S. Supreme Court, and Amy Coney Barrett was the last one, as we all know. Last year, right before the presidential election, she was confirmed to the U.S. Supreme Court. So the makeup changed, and these laws have just been filling the hopper for so long that the court decided to take them up, and I think that's a good signal.
All right. Is it possible that the Supreme Court could uphold this Mississippi law at 15 weeks and still not impact the heartbeat bills? In other words, still not rule that those would be constitutional. Could we get half a victory here? Or do you think that...
That's a good question.
That Roe v. Wade will be determined because of this law?
Well, that's what the Attorney General in Mississippi is asking for. And all of the briefs that I've read on the pro-life side are specifically asking the court to overturn Roe.
Okay.
And so I don't think the court can really avoid doing that unless people like Justice John Roberts sways maybe Justice Kavanaugh to kind of find a middle ground. I don't know how it can happen, but we know, unfortunately, in the past, here even more recently, that the Supreme Court sometimes tries to opt out, of the discussion
altogether. We've seen a lot of that.
A lot of that. And, you know, Justice Roberts, not to get in the weeds too much here, but he's all about the stability of the U.S. Supreme Court. He doesn't like controversial issues. And so, I can't count on him. I think the vote that we've got to be concerned about is Justice Kavanaugh. So... I think there's a good odds that this is going to overturn Roe. I wasn't really all that optimistic early on, but the more I read about this and the more that the fact that the Supreme Court did not strike down this heartbeat law in Texas,
right?
is an indication that something's coming. I can't predict exactly what that might be, but it could easily be an overturn of Roe, but certainly there's going to be changes when it comes to abortion jurisprudence at the federal court level.
Now, to my knowledge, the only Supreme Court justice that has actually laid their cards on the table and said Roe v. Wade was decided wrong is Clarence Thomas. Has anyone else come out and actually given their opinion, yay or nay, on Roe v. Wade?
Well, I think Justice Alito would be the second one that I would count in the anti-Roe camp. The other three so-called conservative justices, it's an unknown with them. There's just not enough time on the U.S. Supreme Court for us to get an idea. It's uncertain when it comes to that. But like I say, I think this Texas case gives us great hope that the U.S. Supreme Court will overturn Roe. And right now, I think it's just incumbent on Christians across America to be praying for these justices, especially Justice Kavanaugh, who is under immense pressure. As we know, if we just go back to his confirmation hearings, they are currently, that is, pro-abortion advocates are currently picketing the gentleman's residence in Washington, D.C. We're in a different era, Bob. It used to be that, the Supreme Court was not political. There's immense pressure on these justices to cave to the mob, and we need to be praying for these men and women on the U.S. Supreme Court here in the coming days and months.
Can I keep you for one more segment?
Sure, absolutely.
All right. Mark Harrington, president and founder of Created Equal, is on the line with me. Mark has been on the front lines of the pro-life battle for many, many years. He's a dear friend, and I wanted his, not only his opinion, but his expertise on this. You're listening to Bob Burney Live. Quick break. We'll be back.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
It is certainly not an understatement to say that the pro-life community is abuzz today, knowing that the Supreme Court of the United States announced that on December 1st, they're going to hear oral arguments in Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health, a Mississippi law that could result in the overturning of Roe v. Wade. On the line with me is Mark Harrington, the president and founder of Created Equal. Again, Mark, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Bob.
And by the way, the Mark Harrington Show airs Saturdays 1:30 to 2 right here on WRFD. Don't miss that. Saturdays 1:30 to 2, the Mark Harrington Show. Mark, if the Supreme Court hears oral arguments on December 1st, from your experience, when do you think they would hand down a decision?
Well, it's normally in June where they hand them all down. But because they're hearing this case earlier than normal, and that is from prior abortion cases, it's possible that it could be sooner than June, hopefully in the spring. So it remains to be seen. We'll know when they release their decision.
Yeah. All right. What is the possibility that Joe Biden will attempt to pack the court before the decision is handed down?
Wow, that's a good one. Well, I think he's moving in that direction. He already just recently restated his interest in adding Supreme Court justices after the Texas case or Texas law was, put into effect. So I don't think it's going to happen this term, more than likely. But who knows? I mean, the Biden administration said they were going to bring the whole of government against the Harpy bill. And as we've seen with a lot of other things, there's no limits to what this president is willing to do.
All right. If Roe v. Wade were to be overturned, I think that the common American believes that immediately, instantly, abortion will be illegal coast to coast. And, of course, that is not the case. What would it mean practically if Roe v. Wade were overturned?
All right. So they would just strike down the ruling. So that would just go away. We would return to a pre-1973 situation in which the state legislatures are now in charge of the abortion issue. So that would mean, Bob, just FYI, for, say, the state of Ohio, that heartbeat bill would go into effect, as it would with these 16 other states, and any laws that had been stopped by the federal courts would now go into effect. And now the state legislatures could take ownership over this altogether.
Okay. I admit I'm confused. The state of Ohio passed a heartbeat bill. And as you pointed out, I think 15 or 16 other states have. And they have all been put on hold because of a federal court. Texas passes a heartbeat bill. It goes all the way to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court says, we're not going to get involved. How then can the Texas heartbeat bill go into effect because of a Supreme Court decision, and the decision was to not decide, correct?
That's correct.
Technically. Then how is it that the Ohio heartbeat bill cannot be implemented?
That's a really good question, and there's a lot of confusion on this, Bob. And the difference between the Texas heartbeat bill and the others that have been passed and signed by governors, which have been held up in the federal courts, is the Texas heartbeat bill does not have criminal sanctions until or if Roe v. Wade is struck down. So those criminal sanctions, those penalties that the state would bring against, say, an abortionist, an abortion doctor, those are delayed. And so that takes it out of the jurisdiction, let's say, of the federal courts when it comes to the criminal side of this. What is different or unique about this, which I think is hugely creative, is that the civil penalties, the right to sue, a right to private action, are in the law. So individual citizens of the state of Texas can bring civil penalties against abortionists, whether it be, you know, even clinic workers, these types of things. And that's, the Supreme Court refused to get involved in that because it wasn't the state of Texas that's bringing the action. It's individuals, private action, civil action. It's kind of like the O.J. Simpson case, if you're old enough to remember.
The white Bronco. Who could ever forget the white Bronco?
Exactly. Well, that was a case in which O.J. Simpson was acquitted on the criminal side of things, but he was found guilty of civil infractions, and he was sued. That's the same thing that's basically happening in Texas, that individuals can be sued. And we've seen abortionists quit in the state of Texas because they're afraid of these lawsuits.
Yeah. All right. We've got about a minute left. We've discussed what will happen legally if Roe v. Wade were overturned. Mark, what will happen culturally? The abortionists are so rabidly fanatical about abortion. I predict massive riots in the streets. Am I off on that?
I don't think you are, Bob. We've already seen a difference with the way people are treating this on college campuses. It reminds me in the book of Revelation when it says that when the devil's, you know, his time is short, he pulls out all the stops.
Yeah.
I think that they know that it's coming, whether it happens now or it's going to happen in the next coming years, that Roe v. Wade's days are numbered, and they are resorting to tactics, let's say, that they wouldn't have used in years past. So, like I said before, it's time to hunker down and pray for our nation, pray for our justices. Yes. And that this would be resolved peacefully. That's our hope. We would work through the systems that God has given us through civil government to bring justice for the unborn.
Well, that's something I've appreciated about you and Created Equal is your attitude, being absolutely pro-life. And yet there has been, shall I say, a sweetness about your approach and a deep love and compassion for other people. I've always appreciated that about you and Created Equal. How can our listeners learn more about Created Equal? Quickly.
Yes, go to createdequal.org. That's createdequal.org.
All right, Mark Harrington, president and founder of Created Equal. Mark, I always appreciate your stand for life, but your expertise in the area as well. Thank you for joining us today on very short notice.
It's been my privilege. Thanks, Bob.
And again, remember, the Mark Harrington Show airs Saturdays 1:30 to 2 right here on WRFD.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.